With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Massive show of love and respect Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. Tens of thousands of people showing up to honor the memory of Charlie Kirk. President Trump says the evil surrounding the assassination was far-reaching.
Charlie's murder was not just an attack on one man or one movement. It was an attack on our entire nation. That was a horrible attack on the United States of America. It was an assault on our most sacred liberties and God-given rights. The gun was pointed at him, but the bullet was aimed at all of us. That bullet was aimed at every one of us.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
I think he had a tremendous impact on young Americans in general. I think he had a very special and direct impact on young men in this country. That's one of the greatest developments I've seen. It's been very positive. I think we remember him for that.
President Trump moving efforts to pursue legal cases against his political enemies. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Over the weekend, the president posted an online message to Attorney General Pam Bondi, directing her to move forward with investigations of New York Attorney General Letitia James, former FBI Director James Comey, and Democratic Senator Adam Schiff. He claimed all three were guilty and wrote that nothing is being done on those investigations. Noting that he had been impeached and criminally charged, the president said justice must be served now. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Violent demonstrations in the Philippines involving a corruption scandal where lawmakers were accused of taking kickbacks from flood control projects. Police have arrested at least 50 people Sunday, and authorities now say nearly 70 police officers were injured. Some of them have been hurt critically. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans today are depressed.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 18% of adults say they are suffering from or being treated for depression. That's up 8 points from 10 years ago, the first time Gallup started asking the question. And who is most likely to be depressed? Young people. The poll reveals that 27% of those under the age of 30 are also struggling with depression. These trends match the country's move away from religious faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Midwest has a reputation for being very friendly and have a lot of hospitality, but a new report finds the region is having a problem now with anti-Semitism. Survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts a 68% increase in anti-Semitic incidents around the Midwest in the last 2 years. ADL says the rise in those incidents in that area was higher than any other separate region. This is SRN News. Well, a possible breakthrough in talks with China.
A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers pushed for more military-to-military dialogue in a meeting Sunday with China's Premier Li Qiang, a rare congressional visit since the U.S.-China relations soured. Li welcomed the delegates, calling it an ice-breaking trip that will further the ties between the two countries. The delegation was led by Representative Adam Smith.
We certainly have disagreements and will have disagreements, but open dialogue is absolutely crucial.
I'm Julie Walker.
World leaders gathering at one of the most turbulent and divisive moments in the 80-year history of the United Nations. The challenges, well, escalating wars in the Middle East and Hungary, or Ukraine, rather, and a funding crisis preventing a better life for millions around the world. The UN itself has seen better days. More details at srnnews.com.